page 464. Chapter 41. How Sir Tristram took with him the shield, and also how he slew the paramour of Morgan le Fay. So then Sir Tristram took his leave of her queen, and took the shield with him. Then came the knight that held Queen Morgan le Fay. His name was Sir Hemison, and he made him ready to follow Sir Tristram. "Fair friend," said Morgan, "ride not after that knight, for ye shall not win no worship of him." "Fie on him, coward," said Sir Hemison, "for I was never good knight come out of Cornwall, but if it were Sir Tristram de Lyonnais." Page 465. "What, and that be he?" said she. "Nay, nay," said he, "he is with Le Bile Isoux, and this is but a daffish asterisk knight." "Daffish asterisk reads stupid." Return to text. "Alas, my fair friend, ye shall find him the best knight that ever ye met withal, for I know him better than ye do." "For your sake," said Sir Hemison, "I shall slay him." "Ah, fair friend," said the queen, "me repenteth that ye will follow that knight, for I fear me sore of your again coming." And with this the knight rode his way wood wroth, and he rode after Sir Tristram as fast as he had been chased with knights. And when Sir Tristram heard a knight come after him so fast, he turned about and saw a knight coming against him. And when he came nigh to Sir Tristram, he cried on high, "Sir knight, keep thee from me." And then they rashed together as it had been thunder, and Sir Hemison bruised his spear upon Sir Tristram, but his harness was so good that he might not hurt him, and Sir Tristram smote him harder and bare him through the body and fell over his horse's croup. And then Sir Tristram turned to have done more than his with his sword than that, but he saw so much blood go from him that him seemed he was likely to die, and so he departed from him and came to a fair manor, to an old knight, and there Sir Tristram lodged. Page 466. Chapter 42. How Morgan le Fay buried her paramour, and how Sir Tristram praised Sir Lancelot and his kin. Now leave me to speak of Sir Tristram, and speak we of the knight that was wounded to the death. Then his varlet alit and took off his helm, and then he asked his lord whether there were any life in him. "There is in me life," said the knight, "but it is but little, and therefore leap thou up behind me when thou hast holpen me up, and hold me fast that I fall not, and bring me to Queen Morgan le Fay, for deep draughts of death drawn to my heart, that I may not live, for I would fain speak with her, or I died. For else my soul would be in great peril, and I die." For with great pain his varlet brought him to the castle, and there Sir Hemison fell down dead. And when Morgan le Fay saw him dead, she made great sorrow out of reason, and then she let despoil him unto his shirt, and so she let him put into a tomb. And above the tomb she let write, "Here lieth Sir Hemison, slain by the hands of Sir Tristram de Lyonnais." And now turn we to Sir Tristram, that asked the knight, his host, if he saw late any knights adventurous. "Sir," he said, "the last knight here lodged with me Hector de Marie, and a damosel with him, and that damosel told me that he was one of the best knights of the world." "That is not so," said Tristram, "for I know four better knights of his own blood, and the first is Sir Lancelot du Lake, call him the best knight, and Sir Bors de Gany, Sir Blioberi, Sir Blamour de Gany, and Sir Gaheris." "Nay," said his host, "Sir Gawain is a better knight than he." "That is not so," said Sir Tristan, "for I have met with them both, and I felt Sir Garahees for the better knight, and Sir Lamorak. They call him as good as any of them, except Sir Lancelot." "Why name ye not Sir Tristram?" said his host, "for I account him as good as any of them." "I know not Sir Tristram," said Tristram. Thus they talked and boarded. This is spelt B-O-U-R-D-E-D. There's an asterisk after that. Asterisk reads, boarded means jested. Return to text. And as long as them list, and then went to rest. And on the morn Sir Tristram departed, and took his leave of his host, and rode towards the Roche d'Ure. And none adventure had Sir Tristram but that, and so he rested, not till he came to the castle, where he saw 500 tents. Page 467. Chapter 43. How Sir Tristram, at a tournament, bare the shield that Morgan le Fay delivered to him. Then the King of Scots and the King of Ireland held against King Arthur's knights, and there began a great medley. So came in Sir Tristram and did marvelous deeds of arms, for there he smote down many knights, and ever he was afore King Arthur with that shield. And when King Arthur saw that shield, he marveled greatly in what intent it was made. But Queen Guinevere deemed as it was, wherefore she was heavy. Then was there a damosel of Queen Morgan in a chamber by King Arthur, and when she heard King Arthur speak of that shield, then she spake openly unto King Arthur. Sir King, wit ye well this shield was ordained for you to warn you of your shame and dishonor, and that longeth to you and your queen. And then anon that damosel picked, there's an asterisk after picked, and the asterisk reads, picked means went. Return to text. So she picked her way privily, that no man wist where she was become. And then was King Arthur sad and wroth, and asked from whence came that damosel. And there was not one that knew her, nor wist where she was become. Then Queen Guinevere called to her Sir Ector de Marie, and there she made her complaint to him, and said, I wot well this shield was made by Morgan le Fay, and despite of me, and of Sir Lancelot, wherefore I dread me sore, lest I should be destroyed. And ever the king beheld Sir Tristram, that did so marvelous deeds of arms, that he wondered sore what knight he might be. And well he visit it was not, and well he wist it was not Sir Lancelot, and it was told him that Sir Tristram was in Petit Bretagne with Issue le Blanche Mains, for he deemed, and he had been in the realm of Saint Logris. Sir Lancelot, or some of his fellows that were in the quest of Sir Tristram, that they should have found him, or that time Sir King Arthur had marveled what knight he might be. Page 468. And ever Sir Arthur's eye was on that shield, and all that espied the queen, and that made her sore afeard. Then ever Sir Tristram smote down knights wonderly to behold what upon the right hand and upon the left hand, that unearthed no knight might withstand him. And the King of Scots and the King of Ireland began to withdraw them. When Arthur espied that, he thought that that knight with the strange shield should not escape him. And then he called unto him Sir Uwain le Blamachan, and Blanchemain, and bade him arm him and make him ready. And so anon King Arthur and Sir Uwain dressed them before Sir Tristram, and required him to tell them where he had that shield. And, sir, he said, I had it of Queen Morgan le Fay, sister unto King Arthur. So here endeth the story of this book, the history of this book, for it is the first book of Sir Tristram de Lyonnais, and the second book of Sir Tristram followeth. End of book 9.